Welcome to the Tanz im August Podcast. This podcast series is part of the Tanz im August Festival, presented by Howl Hebel am Ufer. This year, it takes place from the 9th to 26th of August in 11 locations in Berlin. Several artists from this year's program have been invited to participate in a conversation. Each episode seeks to offer insights into their creative process, uncovering what's behind the decisions they made and the knowledge they gained along the way. The artists tell listeners about their current and past projects, revealing detailed information about the work that will be presented during Tanz im August. In this episode, we invited the artists that are part of the project Interconnecting Dance and Ecology to join the podcast. This project will take place in three different parks in Berlin. On the 12th of August at Park am Gleisdreieck, on 19th of August at Stadtpark Lichtenberg, and on the 26th of August at Volkspark Rehberge. We asked the artists to reply to the following question. How do you wish and imagine the connection between dance and ecology to be in 12 years from now? And here are their answers.
I am Tatiana Mejia. I am presenting the piece Exhausted, inspired in the Gaga, Rara, a tradition from the sugarcane slaves of the island of the Dominican Republic in Haiti. For me, it's very important to share this dance because it's a dance of resistance, it's a protest, and it's for me important to preserve this ritual, not only from the cultural point of view, but also to acknowledge the impact of colonization in the environment and the body, not only from the past, but also from the present, like what consequences we're living from it right now. I believe a lot in the power of the dance and how dance can connect people and connect the environment. And in this sense, I wish more listening to our bodies, listening to the environment. In this sense, can be possible to create collective thinking, a collective way of living and dance, but also having the otherness and the togetherness in the same community moving together. There is, of course, a very urgency of solving problems, finding solutions. But I think it's not only the way. I think by, first of all, giving more acknowledgement of what we have around and trying to create a process where we can listen to each other and rethink and recreate our environment could be also a way. Slow down, rest. I feel that especially after the pandemic is something that the body needs, that we all need it somehow. I wish in 12 years that there would be a more sustainable way to keep the creations and the work from the artists. In Europe, we have the possibility of touring and continuing presenting the work in other cities and creating a network where everything can continue this, but at the same time also continuing this change, not only with the community here, but also from the outside, and create a space for both to live and to be in the system. Slow down, listen in, and dance.
Hi, I am Umi Maisarah. In Tanz im August 2023, I will perform my project entitled Unraveling. 12 years from now, I envision that dance and ecology can synergize further. This means not only creating environmentally friendly performances, particularly in dance, but also making them accessible and enjoyable for all. There will be equality and equal access for artists from diverse backgrounds, fostering collaboration and the sharing of knowledge on an equal footing. In the future, dance as an artistic medium will serve as a means to collectively reflect upon ecological issues. In the environmental discourse, solutions often seem to be limited to those with vested interests or really solely on privileged groups. In the future, dance will embrace local wisdom, such as the ancestral knowledge of indigenous communities, to be heard by everyone. Performances, especially in dance, will not only demand artistic productivity from the artist, but also emphasize the expression of their feelings and conscience. Dance as an art form will lead us to the realization that humans are part of the nature. The future orientation of dance will involve creating a harmonious space between humans and nature. Last but not least, I could see that the connection between dance and ecology could inspire transformative experiences, foster a sense of environmental stewardship, and contribute to global efforts toward a more sustainable and harmonious coexistence with nature. Thank you.
How I imagine the connection between dance and ecology to be in the future, or 12 years from now, is a difficult question to answer, and I will try by focusing on different aspects. So the first aspect concerns the conditions of production. Especially since the pandemic, we have seen initiatives to reduce travels and flights, to re-question the necessity of touring so much, but also to rethink the usage of stage materials and to recycle. For the future, I hope these initiatives intensify, not only in the free scene, but also within the institutionalized places, opera, state theater, etc. As here, we often have much bigger productions and more usage of materials. The second aspect concerns the content of the dance works itself that deal with ecology. I think already now we can see different approaches. One approach might be to take ecological processes as an inspiration to create material or movement material. Another one might be a more activist approach to ecological questions. And I hope that in the future we will have more of these approaches so that they diversify and that we will have many different ways of dealing with ecology in dance. The third aspect I see is the usage of space. So in the future it might become more common to use not only the theater space for performance, but to be outside, to connect with certain landscapes, with inhabitants of these landscapes, and that the public is addressed in different ways.
My name is Marta Incapié Charri. I'm a BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color, Colombian artist, choreographer, performer, and anti-colonial curator. Nowadays, in the dawning of the current ecological catastrophe, and in an era marked by extractivism, patriarchal capitalism, white feminism, and racist exclusion, intersectional discourses as mine have increased demand for multicultural inclusion. In Hecatomb 2, Movements and Rituals for the Renewal of the World, I reflect about the current crisis in our relationship with planet Earth, about the effects of climate change and the human-made hecatombs causing extinction of life forms. This excerpt of the second part of the Hecatomb trilogy is originally a 3-channel video installation activated by a live performance. It opens up a space that understands indigenous knowledge as science and seeks to balance and heal the planet. Metaphorically, hecatomb is used to describe the sacrifice or destruction by fire, flood, or disease of a large number of people or animals. I just found again the 6th report of the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change, the IPCC, and it cites ongoing patterns of inequity, social colonialism as cause of climate change. My proposal amalgamates ancestral movements, sounds, and rituals that sensitize about the actual climate catastrophe, which is leading us to the 6th mass extinction. At Tans in August, I'll inhabit an analog movement and sound offering that is as well a requiem for climate collapse, for the disappearance of habitats, species, and groups of native inhabitants. In my performance, I embody the transmutation of colonial wounds. In 12 years, well, I actually think that to see the future regarding 12 years is quite optimistic. I think that even science reports talk about maybe half, maybe 6 years as the portal we have to take radical action. Regarding this, I believe that alternative epistemologies, as well as non-white ecological and ontological frameworks, are needed right now more than ever. I am committed with my work and with this work, Hecatomb, to contribute to the possibilities of understanding human and more than human bodies beyond white gazes and colonial labels, all for the sake of the healing of planet Earth.
Hi, my name is Kdindi. I'm the choreographer and dancer of the performing textiles duo Imago Cells, a project on the theme of ecology, initially designed as a yarn bombing performance around a tree, and lately evolved into a choreography design for two customized inflatable balls animated by us, one dancer and one textile artist, embodying the so-called imaginal cells, what in biology is observed in the multicellular organisms, like the metamorphosis of the caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. We focus on the relationship between two different species, the plants and the animals, triggering new interspecies symbiosis with humans as we invite the audience in our utopian ecosystem. As a choreographer and conscious movement facilitator, I imagine the connection between dance and ecology in 12 years from now will create more interplay between ecological communities and human evolution, embracing all the biodiversities in an exciting cosmic dance. I wish this inclusive dance, with more awareness of the natural and universal laws, will regenerate our society, evolving from the ego system to ecosystem. From the ego, the sense of I, or illness, to we, or wellness. I believe dance can melt the boundaries between the physical and the metaphysical, empowering that vital energy capable to heal our bodies and restore the harmony within different communities.
My name is Luisa De Santi from the Imago Cells project. My role in the project is the designer of the textile elements. As a textile artist, I believe that the role of the artist and art is to plant seeds. So, for the future, I expect both personally and with Imago Cells to make art that does not affect the environment in any way. For example, not requiring electricity, silent art, or art that produces non-invisible sounds. Art that respects the times and ways of nature. The big error of humankind to think to be able to change and modify nature is now clear to everyone. Art must set a good example. As a textile artist, I believe that in the next 12 years, more and more natural fibers, or made from food or plant waste, will be used instead the synthetic ones. Colors obtained by chemical processes are natural and shocking will be abandoned. Colors produced from plants, seeds, husks will be chosen. Now, art must plant seeds in people's minds and hearts, so I make a wish. I wish that in the future, artists will free themselves from the presumption of producing works that remain. This is why I think that dance is the art can be defined as truly ecological more than any other. Just as the movement of the dancer once performed remains in the mind and heart of the spectator. So works of art, all of them, should dissolve the return to nature, degradable works, but also works that last a short time, made from natural elements that, once they have fulfilled their tasks, return to the environment. Now that would be art that really, really gives us a lesson.
Hi, my name is Shelley Etkin, and my project is called Gut Instincts. My vision or wish for dance and ecology a dozen or more years from now is that the practices that we nurture, that we cultivate and develop inside of dance spaces and dance communities would be embedded in deeper relationships with place. The places that we move in, that we move through, the places there where we dance, the places where we come from, where we live, that the skills of perception and sensation and communication that acknowledge complexity and multiplicity inside of the body would be extended towards a kind of literacy to be able to read all of the elements of the environments that we are a part of, that we compose and are composed of. And so that complexity and that multiplicity would also be recognized all around us. And so I hope that such a future would include a much more embedded acknowledgement of the wisdom and the knowledge that is held in the body, that is stored inside of the body, and also inside of the land. And so this would cultivate a kind of reciprocity or mutuality, that perception would be a gateway to communication, and communication would be the grounds through which we practice responsibility, through which we really embody solidarity and allyship with all the elements of the living world. And so this more regenerative relationship would appreciate not only making, but being and living and knowing, and the humility, of course, of not knowing, knowing and not knowing as a cycle, as an ongoing process, and embodiment as an ongoing process. Similarly, as the land is in a way always in process too. The land is always landing and we are always landing. And so I wish and hope for dance and ecology not to be two separate streams that maybe dialogue with each other, but to actually embed themselves into a kind of practice where the understanding of our bodies would be extended beyond these physical or emotional layers of the forms that we inhabit into the environmental bodies we are a part of, the social bodies, the political bodies. And if all of these layers would be more integrated, how would we come to recognize the place of the body, the place of dance, the place of embodiment, again, as a process? How would that shift the ways that we make, that we live, the kind of relationships that we practice and cultivate and nurture? I really believe that dance already has so many skills, so many capacities to be otherwise, to read and sense otherwise. And through this capacity for a very expanded sensing, I believe we could really weave a kind of responsibility and a kind of also belonging, which would be so transformative that we would inhabit our bodies and inhabit places in a way where we understand they are inextricable from each other, and also learn to recognize and witness the embodiment all around us, that the embodiment is not only something that we practice in ourselves, in our homes, but something that every plant, animal, mineral also embodies. And I really believe that we're on our way there. I think it would take commitment. I think it would be a very transformative and really medicinal process, actually, to be in those relationships and those embodiment processes.
I'm Kevin Bonono.
I will be performing for Dance in August 2023.
to answer as truthful and as much as possible to the question, I would say that it's a very difficult question for me to answer. I personally don't think that much ahead, and it's hard for me to project so far. Maybe I'm too much over on the moment, and I cannot see more than a year in front of me. So 12, it's a bit of a challenge. But hopefully a project maybe take a bigger impact, meaning like grow through the years and can give to more artists the possibility to be part of it and to grow with it and to express in the format in which we're going to be exploring during this edition of 2023. Thank you and see you soon.
What are my hopes and visions for the future of dance and ecology? Firstly, I admire more and more the resilience of the nature and humanity and its aesthetics, as well as the value system and how people can use sustainability in a resource-oriented way, and in the present are the biggest questions. So to be able to answer this question, my thoughts 12 years ago guide me. So what was it like 12 years ago, and what it is and what would be? My view of humanity is that we have a history of linear influence and creating cycle patterns, have created and we are creating. So in a rapidly changing human world, in a time and a space, and there are rapid changes in an ecology and dance and art, I would have hoped that humanity would have already reached the opposite path to the balanced path with the cycle of life and bare life, because the present and presence is the most accurate parameter. I wish for us that in 12 years, our society will be a society that has more tolerance and awareness of ecology, that we can learn human phenomena through ecological phenomena. That through ecology, we realize that humans are part of everything, and that we, in 12 years, we can exist as a post-human and playful humans, working towards the transformation of the human age to of consumption and into productive, playful humans. Oh, thank you very much, Hafe. So next, Sloth, please.
In 12 years, the deterioration of the earth will be much worse. It will happen more and more contamination of the land by humankind and the destruction of the infrastructure of life. During the worst moment, dance and ecology will explore the convergence of therapeutic practice, community practice, and art creation. This does not mean healing of human by human, community by human, and artistic creation for human. If dance focuses on physical movement and sees it as a process of movement of the earth, the connection between the dance and ecology that will be required 12 years from now must reconsider this connection between the above 3 points. Dance can foster a more different, harmonious, and respectful connection in the 12 years, despite the world will end.
This is a very broad question, which leads me to create other questions within it. Somehow it's like asking me to cook something creative in an open kitchen with a pantry full of ingredients. To cook, I need to choose or understand the ingredients. So dance, ecology, and the number 12 years. My first impression of these three ingredients is all three are related to the body. And also as an Asian, the image of an agriculture comes to mind. Actually, these ingredients were naturally considered as one in ancient East Asia. So my situation answering this question almost a generation later makes me feel a certain cycle that number 12 signifies. If you feel like I'm steering the answer, then maybe we are very well cooked in the question. I think we'll be asking this question in a different way in 12 years. And I also think we'll be using a different language than we do now. My wish is that the process will be something like joyful collective cooking and that the scope of we will be much broader.
When I heard this question, I wondered why 12 years instead of 10. It's like the zodiac cycle. When we talk about age, we imagine a number in animals, such as 12 years as a cycle. When I think about it, I feel that the zodiac cycle changes my sense of time from the image of a straight line of time as a number to a spiral of time. I feel that this change in time rhythm is also relevant to dance. For example, when I think of non-human dance, I first think of a bird moving rhythmically. Then I think of a tree swaying in the wind. If we movement that marks time is a dance, then I would like to think about how to get the rhythm while thinking about the 12-year spiral.
Hello, I'm Melissa Figueiredo. I'm one of the artists participating in the Dance and Ecology program from the Tons in August Festival. I want this connection between dance and ecology to become a kind of a door, a gateway for independent artists to think, to embody, to debate, and create from an ecological point of view. Also to reflect on how we can think about new models of coexistence through our body and through the dance that we are doing now. The issue of ecology is central to our time, and I believe that this program can also make us reflect less on the guilty for not being more active on the topic of sustainability and ecology, and put ourselves more in a place of action. Action to take the next step and ask yourself, what are our desires after becoming aware? As artists, can we ask ourselves, what do we want to do with all this awareness? How I relate to a plant or animal life, for example? I believe that these kinds of questions artists usually help society to answer. And I think I can see, or I would like to see, this as the future of the dance and ecology program.
My name is Diana Alina Sherbanescu, and I'm the choreographer for She Brings the Rain. How do I wish the connection between dance and ecology to be in 12 years from now? It's an interesting question because I think 12 years, it's a very short time, maybe just a blink of an eye at the planetary scale. And yet, within the time frame of a human life, it's a good amount of time for containing the seed of change. And hopefully, like, I'm going to be around in 12 years from now, actually, to see some of these changes. So the way I imagine it, for me, when I look around or when I look within, I see a world of movement. When I look at the sky, I can see the clouds passing by, shifting shapes. I connect to the clouds with the power of my imagination and with the power of my belief. I engage into an imaginative dance, into an imaginative dialogue with them, and they project stories. I make wishes for a fresh, abundant, prosperous future, full of heart, full of harmony, and full of dance. I engage with my ancestors or with a future generation through this thinking. I'm thinking, how did they look at the sky and what did they wish? Or how did their sky look like, or how would their sky look like in 12 years from now, for example? When I look around and I see the wind blowing through the trees, through the willows, I see again a beautiful choreography of movement. And I imagine nature as this great choreographer. I imagine myself and my fellow humans engaged as part of this planetary dance in which we also contribute with our movements as co-creators and participants. So choreography in the context of ecology is for me a practice of structuring movement and balancing this movement with the movement of everything around us, like everything that surrounds us, with the movement of nature. In this context, it's also not only that, but also like a practice of awareness, of becoming more sensitive and more attuned to our bodies and perceiving more this movement within and this movement around us, to becoming more sensitive and more connected to each other, but also to our communities and to our environment, to the cosmical elements, to the transience of the seasons, to the forces of nature, to the oceans, to the landscapes, to the plants, to the animals, to the wilderness that surrounds us, or like with wilderness that we carry within. So in the context of dance and ecology, in 12 years from now, I hope and I wish that we can practice together this awareness and we become engaged participants and co-creators of a planetary dance that is more supportive and inclusive of the well-being of all creatures, and who doesn't have just one type of participants at the central stage taking resources or energy at the detriment of the other. I imagine in 12 years from now, we become more attuned and more aware of our bodies and engage more in a dance of balance instead of one of destruction.
Hi, I'm Haemin-yu, Berlin-based Korean dancer and choreographer. This summer, I presented my new piece because of you at Tanzim in August as part of Interconnecting Dance and Ecology. From the question, when I think about the future of dance and ecology, I have to think about the butterfly effect. Like a butterfly flapping its wings, all our movements can have consequences that are much bigger than movement itself. Sometimes these consequences can be catastrophic. Sometimes they can bring happiness. So, how do I imagine the connection between dance and ecology in 12 years from now? I imagine that dance can have something of reverse butterfly effect, where we became aware of our movements and action in the world. This includes our own breath. There will be a kind of ecological beauty in dance that comes out of the organic relationship and dialogue with the environment. I hope that dance can help us to run from the principle of nature and adapting to a changing world.
My name is Patricia Masłowska. I am the choreographer and performer of Orangam. How do I imagine the connection between dance and ecology to be in 12 years from now? As I approach this question, number 12 catches my attention. 12 years is a cycle of Jupiter, planet of expansion, growth, and inspiration. As I record these words, the Jupiter is in Taurus, zodiac sign that is the most earthy, sensual, the most present, embedded and grounded in its surrounding. This particular placement will not repeat until 12 years from now. What I like about astrology is that it provides a great structure for setting the intention for the cycle to come. So for the upcoming 12 years, marked by the circular dance of Jupiter, I wish us, Earthlings, to develop a strong and sustainable technology of sensing the climate with our bodies through the attunement into everyday weather. We are not masters of the climate, nor we are just spatially in it. As weather bodies, we are thick with climatic interactions. We are makers of climate time. Together, we are weathering the world. Astrid Anjemenis and Rachel Lovenwalker. What kind of choreographies would be generated by such weather bodies? What kind of body postures, tempos, what kind of patterns of movement, shapes, and stories would these bodies create? Such heavy, earthy, Taurus-like practice of attentive somatic observation of the atmospheric shifts rises to awareness of our bodies being directly embedded into the complex system of climatic interrelations, asking us to slide down from minds into the sensorial intelligence and imagination. Weather bodies help us develop more tangible ways of getting in touch with the ecological matters. Such technology could then be part of ecodramaturgical thinking that invites more than human actors into the performance-making practices. Sensitive bodies, weather bodies, would blur the border between human and more than human, but also between performers and audience. As art makers and as spectators, we will share a new web of collective sensorial language that will allow us to stay present, but also responsive and adaptive to the atmospheric conditioning of our surroundings. The choreographies of the future, 12 years from now, will be mapped out by such ecodramaturgies. Dancing will become an expression of interspecies communication and will serve as a medium to connect bodies in the planetary choreographies. Ecodramaturgical thinking is at heart of Oringam, a performance in which I travel between wider picture of planetary movements and the micro scale of plants, cells, and fibers. As Oringam means thank you for listening in the language of plants, I would like to invite audience to become attentive for the stories held by plants of Rebecca Foxbach.
Hello, lovelies. Hi, I'm June Suzuki from Fluids, a performance duo in collaboration with Alvin Kalantis that combines dance, spoken words, and singing. Well, what an interesting exercise to make us reflect on a time as far as 12 years from now. I must admit, most of the time when I risk myself to think that far ahead, I'm generally pessimistic, especially in regards to ecology and the state of our planet. My friend Lulu, who's vegan, who's a social worker, who rides a bike every day to go to work, told me one day she didn't have any hope for the future of humanity or the planet anymore. To which I remember answering, well, if people like you don't have hope anymore, then who else will, right? The past years, as an installation artist, my journey has been dedicated to creating sound experiential frameworks that explore human responsibility in the ongoing global crisis: deforestation, war, species extinction, habitat loss, and more recently, AI dystopia. When I create those spaces, I often use a satirical and pessimistic tone, which I find more impactful in those contexts. But today, for this particular experiment, and in the light of this memory from our conversation with my friend Lulu, I want to share hope. Our project Fluids is in its very essence full of hope. Alvin and I were drawn together by our shared Asian roots, igniting a creative synergy that celebrates the richness of our cultural heritage. We believe that our artistic collaboration, rooted in our diverse backgrounds, can bridge the gaps between cultures and shine a light on the interconnectedness of all living beings. In the spirit of our shared Asian heritage, we draw inspiration from traditional art forms and rituals that celebrate the harmonious relationship between humans and the natural world. The echoes of our ancestors' wisdom resonate in our movements and songs, reminding us of our profound connection with the environment. 12 years from now, I hope that performance art becomes a way to express our relationship with nature, to feel the rhythm of the earth beneath our feet, the pulse of the water that sustains us. Just like a performance, nature too has its rhythm and flow, its choreography that changes with the seasons. The dance, the singing, then become a plea, a call to action, a tribute to the beauty and fragility of our world. 12 years from now, I hope that performance art will not only be a way to appreciate nature, but also a way to interact with it, to listen to the whispers of the wind, the gurgles of a river, the rustling of leaves, and to translate these into movements, melodies, narratives that inspire us to respect, preserve, and cherish our environment. Performance art, through body or voice, has the power to connect us on a visceral level, to bridge the gap between intellect and emotion. Similarly, I believe our relationship with our environment needs to evolve beyond the intellectual understanding of the crisis we face to a more emotional, empathic bond. Just as a performance can touch hearts and provoke thoughts, it has the power to make the reality of our environment tangible and motivate us to care for our world. Well, that's it.
Thank you for lending your ears. This was June, and I hope our collaboration performance with Alvin will resonate with you all and with the fluidity of nature and our shared responsibility towards it.